And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 31st of October, 2009. It was on this day in 1517 Martin Luther published his 95 Theses, which led to the Protestant Reformation, protesting corruption in the Roman Catholic Church, particularly the selling of indulgences. The Roman Catholic Church held that man could not be saved by faith alone, good works must accompany it. And buying indulgences to save your soul, achieve salvation in the afterlife, counted. Luther said that was wrong, that only God could grant salvation, and the Pope could not. There were attempts at mediation between the two sides, but a great confrontation developed between Luther and the Pope. Luther was called to Rome, asked to recant. Luther went into hiding. He married against his own vow of chastity, continued to give Mass, but celebrated it in German rather than Latin. It's the birthday of the poet John Keats, born in London, 1795. Just starting his career as a poet when he got a series of brutally negative reviews of his first two books, and in the same year learned that his brother was dying of tuberculosis. In the wake of his brother's death, Keats moved into a house with a friend. In the other half of the house lived a beautiful 18-year-old girl named Fanny Braun, who became the love of his life. He declared his love to her, but before he married her, he wanted to secure his reputation as a great poet. And it was in part his desire to marry Fanny Braun that inspired Keats to write some of his greatest poems in the next 6 months, Ode on a Grecian Urn, Ode on Melancholy, Ode to a Nightingale, and to Autumn. But as he finished them, he was already suffering the early signs of tuberculosis himself, and he moved to Italy in hopes of getting better, and there he died. And it's Halloween, one of the oldest holidays in the European tradition, invented by the Celts, who believed it was the day of the year when spirits could walk the earth. They dressed up as ghosts and goblins to scare away the spirits, and they put food and wine on their doorstep for the spirits of family members who'd come back to visit the home, and that's where trick-or-treating began. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III tried to turn Halloween into a Christian holiday, having people dress up as saints and give food to the poor. But when Irish Catholics brought the Celtic traditions to this country, Halloween became a holiday for practical jokes, hoisting wagons onto barn roofs and releasing cows from the pasture, all kinds of mischief involving outhouses. And the treats became a way to bribe the vandals and protect the homes. It was a rough and ready holiday until the early 20th century, when it was tamed down for children. In 1920, the Ladies' Home Journal made the first known reference to children going door-to-door for candy. Here's a poem for today by Galway Connell, How Many Nights. How many nights have I lain in terror, O Creator Spirit, Maker of night and day, only to walk out the next morning over the frozen world, hearing under the creaking of snow, faint, peaceful breaths, snake, bear, earthworm, ant, and above me, a wild crow crying, yaw, 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 from a branch nothing cried from ever in my life. A poem by Galway Connell, How Many Nights, from his collection entitled Three Books, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Becoming Human on PBS, NOVA unearths our earliest ancestors to see how they became us. The Evolution of Evolution. NOVA, Becoming Human, Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.